So, as I read it, in this scenario, you're seeking to adjust your status from student through to employment status under the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates. Applications for working permissions under the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates are favourably considered on the strength that you have a suitable employer and that you've got a genuine job offer, and that the sponsor, in this case your employer, is definitely suitable and is credible. Now, on the basis that you can muster that scenario for yourself, that application to take up employment for that employer will be, as I say, favourably considered, and you'll be granted a one-year limit of stay without any preconditions. Because what you're seeking to do, in a sense, is to bridge the gap over the course of the next few weeks to the point where you will have been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for the 7 years required for the right of abode, a question is begged as to the nature of the employment relationship that you propose to the Immigration Department for the purposes of IANG. And you've suggested a 59-day employment contract, and that would be suitable, I think, as you've stated, for the potential employer because of MPF considerations and all that kind of good stuff. But I think you're probably looking at it in quite a convoluted and overly complex manner. Because effectively, most employment contracts in Hong Kong are indefinite term. So as long as you go to the Immigration Department with a genuine offer of employment from a suitable and credible sponsor, and so long as the employment contract details that you're suitable for the position and that the salary that you're going to be paid is broadly commensurate with what's charged in Hong Kong, then the Immigration Department won't look askance at that contract if, as I say, it's a genuine offer and you are prepared to deploy for a period of time under that offer. Because if it's indefinite term, what it means is that by the time you have finalised your approval under IANG and then moved on to make your application for the right of abode, at the point of your right of abode being approved, all your conditions attached to your current stay in Hong Kong will be removed. So you'll then be able to freely negotiate an end to your current employment arrangements with that sponsor and move through into an independent contractor or some kind of freelance arrangement, which is really what you're hoping to achieve. So my advice would be to go to an employer and state that what you're really looking for is an interim employment, and that until such a time as your right of abode application is approved, whereupon you'll be free to renegotiate your terms of engagement with them, you will be engaged with them on an indefinite term basis, which is, in a sense, standard practice in Hong Kong in any event. And that way you'll be able to achieve the objective that you're looking for without too much fuss or kerfuffle, I suspect. The important thing to appreciate is that the Immigration Department are not going to cut you any slack in your initial application just because you may be eligible to make an application for the right of abode subsequently, because from their perspective, they're not going to do any assessment as to your eligibility of right of abode, so they're never going to know whether or not you will get approved under that application, so they'd never take it into consideration. What you need to do is to focus on this particular challenge and don't worry so much about the next particular challenge, in this case your right of abode application. So that's the way that I'd play it, and I think you'll probably be successful all the way through. Okay, good luck.